Emerson, today's guest in our Ghetto podcast. Amazing to have you here. One of the best football players in Latvia right now. And why I'm telling Latvia, not Latvian League, because there are rumors that maybe you can will have a Latvian passport. Is that true?
Maybe, yes.
Yeah? Yes. So what is the process right now? So this is like, for me, it was one of the most interesting questions, like your plans is to get Latvian passport, and probably with that, if coach likes you, to get into national team. Is it true?
Yes, like last few years, I speak with Maris, and he always asked to me, "You need to come to national team because he also like my football." Some people like say I play a little bit similar, like him, you know. And he liked me so much, and we speak in these few years, but now it's become true, you know. And he called me. I also speak with Federation, but you know, I need to play 5 years here.
This is fifth season right
this
now.
Is fifth
season. So you need to finish this season
to make the process happen. But if you ask me, I'm like I say yes. Why not?
You said yes, why not? Okay. Because to be honest, to get into Latvian national team and to get into Brazilian national team, like, what do you think? How big is the percentage? You're 24 right now,
24,
right?
24, yes.
What is the big, how big is percentage that you can get into Brazilian national team?
Oh, it's difficult to think about Brazilian national team because it's very difficult, you know, because it's too much big players can go there, you know, like Neymar, Vinicius, and for me it's too far for dreaming about this, you know, but to dream about any national team is not only Latvia, because for me also before I was not thinking about national team, just play my football, but now it's become this national team, and for me, it's amazing to play, and even in Brazil or Latvia, for me, it's the same. It's national team.
Okay, so after 4 years, and this is fifth year, you started to consider Latvia as your home country.
It's my home country.
Really?
Yes.
Because your wife is from Latvia.
Exactly.
Your friends become more and more Latvians. So you feel like Felipe.
I feel like Felipe. I don't speak like him. In Latvia, but
okay.
But I feel like he's my home.
Okay, little spoiler. In the end, we will have we will try your Latvian, because if you want to play national team in Latvia, you need to know Latvian language, and thus we will have this vocabulary test. Okay,
I'll try.
Maybe this will be your first preparation.
I'll do my best.
But how do you feel in general? Like your thoughts, like. I'm not criticizing, so it's just my question. You're born in another country and there are opportunity for you to play in another. How do you feel about that? Like, is it feel wrong to you betraying to your home country, or is it just another opportunity? Because why for me, new country would like it become my second home? Why should I don't play? So what's your thought?
I think like this because, you know, in Brazil, I don't have so much opportunity to play, you know. And Latvia gave me this opportunity to play, to show my football for the world, you know. And this is very special for me because this country gave me everything. My club gave me everything for me to grow like person and like player. So this means a lot for me, you know. And when I come here, like the people welcome me very well. And so for me, this means a lot.
Okay, so that for you, you think is just natural to become an, let's say, national team player here?
Yes, for me, yes. I also speak with my family and they also say the same, you know, because Latvia gave me the opportunity, like I said, to be like who I am now, you know. So
yeah, it's an interesting point. Yeah, because at some point everybody of us we born in this time in this country, but at the same time our roots are from different countries. So this is why Yeah, like it's interesting because in a basketball, in Latvia basketball, yeah, you know, like half year ago, Latvia got the fifth place in the world in basketball. It's like amazing for everyone. We expect that same for the football one year, one time. But there been rumors, there been some thoughts about that maybe we need to also get the some player to play for us, like foreign player, better player than maybe we have in top 10 of our players, somebody of that level to play for our country. But this is different. You live here, you play here for 5 years, you personally want, but then in basketball, or there would be, hey, yeah, we found that player. Let's pay him money to live in our country, get the nationality in play for that. Because I saw in many European countries, there are already the players who are not like naturally born there, but and they even didn't live in those countries. They maybe like played maybe for 1 year or something. So I think it's kind of different
Different,
relationship when the person starts to live here to be in that culture. So by the way, what's like the first things maybe that you were shocked about the Latvian lifestyle or Latvian culture? Shocked in a good way or in a bad way? What surprised you maybe?
I think it was the weather, first of
Weather.
all. Yes, because I come from Brazil, and you know, Brazil is +30 every day, and Latvia is very cold. First impression was this, but you know, you can adapt on this.
Yeah.
This was my first impression from here.
You come from a city n not far from the ocean, right?
No, yes, close to the
Not it's
sea.
close to the sea,
To
to
the
the
sea, yes.
ocean, and it's all like an whole year there are 30 degrees, so there are no winter like that, no autumn, no spring, just all summer all year long.
It's summer.
How is it? Is it truth that in Brazil, you play football every time, everywhere, all time, especially during the childhood. Is it truth? And is it the re recipe for success on a world scene? What do you think?
I agree with you. Yes, it's true. We play like all the time, everywhere. If you have one ball, we can play everywhere, you know. We can play one against one, two against two. If you go to Brazil, you can see kids play and everywhere, like
And still till that day,
until that day.
S
Yes.
let's say you've been like 7 years old. How much hours you what like how did your day looked like?
Okay, in the morning I go to school 7 till 11.
Okay,
Then
only 7 till 11.
yes, 11:30. Seven to 11:30.
Okay.
After I go home, eat, and go to play football all day.
And even it's not training with the coach,
No,
it just
just play with
playing
my friends
all the time
all the time
until the evening
until the evening.
and homeworks.
Not,
You
we
didn't
live
do it.
for the same day.
Okay, you did in the same
In the
day in
same
the,
day, yes.
from the classmates
For the
and
class, yes. But all day we play football everywhere. Like more on this time, I play bit soccer,
oh,
not
beach
foot,
soccer.
yes, only
Also,
bit soccer. Also,
only.
only on this time. Because then in my seat, we don't have like football field, you know,
Pitch,
pitch.
you with grass.
Or with
I'm
grass, we don't
and
have.
we even not talking about the artificial grass because
No.
you cannot. It's too expensive
Yes.
for your city, right?
Only bit soccer we play in that time.
Okay, but let's say in other cities they and it's happening everywhere in Brazil. So I mean the kids playing
Yes.
everywhere all the time, and it's not only in your city
No.
because you're not far from Rio de Janeiro, or
A
it's a little
little bit,
bit.
yes. But yes.
And in the cities, they play on the streets.
On the street, yes, also they play everywhere. It's good to see, you know, and When I come to Ghetto Games, I remember a little
It
bit.
gives you
Give,
a little
yes.
bit back that feeling.
Exactly,
Yeah,
this
that's
is good.
it's what we hope we can give, and maybe especially maybe even things that we never saw, we never experienced. Yeah, because like in my childhood, yeah, we played on the streets, but it wasn't like quite on the streets. It was like just with the friends because we have infrastructure. Even if the pitch is bad, it's still a pitch. And we played, but we didn't play too much, to be honest. And for us, like from my childhood, I loved football, but until the some certain point. And I think this is the big difference between us. And maybe this is why you play where you play. You played in the Europe League in the group stage. I played two games in Virsliga, but not on the pitch. I was on a bench. Two games.
Which team he was?
I was in Rezekne. They before was Blazma, but you don't remember that. They been in Virsliga, and I was in top 18 for two games versus Ventspils and versus Liepāja. But that level difference was, and at the same time, it also shows because I don't consider myself as a high profile player, but even if me can get into top 18 in Virsliga team, so that means let's say I'm in top 100 at that year in top 180. Okay, there may be some players abroad. Okay, I was in top 200 players in Latvia. That level is not so high. So this is was also my question. What do you feel? What do you see about the Latvian football? Like, okay, you're now for 50 year here, four full years. You saw a lot how the kids are training, how the facilities are. They're much better than in your hometown and most of the places in Brazil. But still, we don't have a result like on an international stage. Maybe in club stage we have because what RFS did and get into the group stage. You played versus Fiorentina, you played versus who was in your
Istanbul,
group?
Başakşehir,
Yes, and
and
Fiorentina, them, and
hard.
Hertha Berlin. It's crazy,
It
like
was
teams
good,
with the
yes.
biggest names. So what? But still, it's a club, and what do you think? What misses like in Latvian football and for Latvian players to become better?
I think like this, they have more opportunities to be football player because in Brazil it's totally different, you know. And you have so many kids who want to be professional player, who want to be football player, and they don't have this facility. What you say? You have more. You have synthetic pitch here in the school everywhere. I see on the street, you have a lot of pitch, a lot of facility to play, and also the clubs give you everything, you know, and this is good. You can enjoy this and try to be like a professional football player. But what I see also, it's growing every year. The football
Growing
is growing every year here.
level
The level,
for local players.
yes, it's growing.
Okay.
You have a lot of young and good players who can be and the first team, I think. But they also have to think like me, you know. I want to be there. I want to be this great player because I don't see they think a lot about this because they just want to play and don't think I want
You
to
think
be.
a lot about this?
I think.
So you even your mindset that you think, okay, I want to win more, I want to score more, I want to
Exactly.
achieve more with my team.
Exactly. I think like this, but I think all the time it's not enough for what I did, and I want to do more. Always, I want to do more.
And you think that is what's missing in the football players in Latvian, especially in Latvian players? They don't think like that. They don't think that they can become great players or what?
It's not like this, but some players, you know, they. What I see from my team, they, like we try to speak with them, and they just okay. You say, I listen here and go out here.
Oh, really?
So it's not
They
like that
don't,
before the war, no.
Let's say, they don't take you serious? Like you say,
Yes,
hey.
yes. Also, experienced players also speak, and then, you know, but they need to learn this. And but like I say, they have everything to be great player. So they just need to think the same like me. I'm good and I want to be good, you know, like this.
Yeah, it's so sad to hear that. Yeah, because
but it's not everyone, you know.
Yeah, it's not everyone, but of course, because I think a lot of people, like, we talk about Latvia. Oh, we're a small country, we're a small territory, we're small in number of people here, but it doesn't matter, to be honest, because there are a lot of examples, like why China is not the, or India, why they are not the best countries in the world in the football, in every sport, because they are the biggest countries, at the same time, why Iceland did well in the European champs or in the World Cup in 2018. They did really well, and I don't think this is the reason. That I think it's a lot in the mindset, in the coach, why we can be fifth in the world in a basketball. And Porzingis even didn't play.
He didn't play, yes.
Well, like, you can imagine if he would play, how can things can change? But it's only speculation, of course. And ice hockey, like, third place in the world. So
that's amazing.
And why don't you think that football can be there? Because we are right now in FIFA ranking, I think, 130, 120. So we are very, very deep, deep, deep down. And I hope maybe if you will play for the national team. Because, to be honest, like, our goal with the ghetto football and with the all school events, what we do, and, like, all our philosophy. Yeah, like, our philosophy is just to be the most democratic sport, and we have also our international goals and everything. But if we talk about the professional goals here in Latvia, we would love to win World Cup one day, so 1 year. And because you need to put those unrealistic, unimaginable, but at the same time, you have Croatia, where you started, you're European, right? They got two world champs in a row with a population little bit more than Latvia, territory size very similar to Latvia, maybe a little bit better, not a little bit, but better weather, worse facilities, maybe back in time, maybe now it's the even, but, and they got two world champions in a row, they got second and third place. It's crazy. It's for crazy. The country, three or how much, 3 and 5 or 4 million. Maybe what's the difference, what you noted between the, okay, you love Latvia for sure, it's amazing country, we love too, but why I'm so talking passionately about that, because I want the best for my country, better for my country, what we can achieve together. So what did you see maybe at the difference between the Croatian football and Latvian football?
What I can see, that they have, like, in the football, they have a little bit better facilities, stadiums.
If we talk about the big clubs, okay.
Stadiums good. Field, they have very good. It's not, of course, it's not big stadium, but they have good stadium where you can play also. And if Latvia, like, have good facilities and good stadium, the football can be much better, you know.
Okay.
Become much better, because it's not every club here who have, like, good stadium, good field, you know. It's different when you play against Riga, RFS, you know, we have good, Valmiera now have good stadium. It's different, you know, to play football and good field.
Okay.
So it's totally different. And now we start in synthetic pitch. Okay, it's not bad synthetic, but it's not the same, like natural, you know. But yes, these facilities, if Latvia have much better, I think the football also how much
can
the
grow.
game can grow
Okay,
exactly.
so for you as a professional player, it matters where you play.
Yes.
So when you are children, it doesn't matter, but when you start and you need to improve professionally, when it's all about the details,
Details.
so that plays a lot.
Yes, that means a lot.
And maybe something in I don't know, character of, I don't know, mindset of the players. What, maybe something you noticed?
Like I said, they have a lot of very good players, but I don't know. It's different from Croatia because Croatian players, they play in very good league, very good team, you know, it's totally different, you know. And most of the players from national team, they play here in Latvia. And like they say, yeah, the football in Latvia is not like big level,
Because
but yes.
players, all everybody
Yes,
here.
everybody here. But for me, I don't agree because football, it's 11 against 11. It's on the pitch, you know? Doesn't
Yeah,
matter
and
where you
especially,
play.
I also think about that, but especially when you have a clubs with possibilities like RFS and Riga FC, I think for some players, even much better to stay in Latvia and play for RFS, because at the same time, when Latvia had their when w we had our moment when we been top 16 team in Europe in 2004, where Maris, I don't know if you saw the
I saw it,
videos,
I saw
you
it.
saw those videos when Maris played, and most of our players played before the this achievement. Played in one club, like Skonto. So let's say it would be RFS or Riga FC. They played versus Inter. They played versus Barcelona. I don't know if you know that.
I know, yeah.
And you know that. You
Yes.
know short history.
Yes.
They played on the same Skonto
It's
stadium.
Skonto.
Like you cannot imagine, like Barcelona playing here. So it was close feeling when you played against
Fiorentina.
Fiorentina, when you played against Hertha or Başakşehir. It was very close feeling, and also your results showed really good. But so this is why I'm thinking about the we would love to have one player playing in Real Madrid or Liverpool or Chelsea or whatever, but at the same time, if they are in the good club here in a good competition. But yeah, I think the small problem can be that not all clubs in the league have this high level. What do you think about your opponents, about the clubs? I don't know, maybe this will be hot topic. What
Maybe.
so now we have Virsliga, you played already two
Two
games.
games, yes.
What do you think about, but you remember something from the like previous years. What do you think about your opponents? Let's start with the Riga FC.
I think it's together with us, RFS is best club in the Latvia in the championship. They have very good players. Like I said, the facilities what they have everything to be a big club. What I can see, they have very good players, very good staff. Always when we play against them, it's a very difficult game, you know.
And
You
you're
see,
preparing different against
you
them.
prepare different against them. It's different. It's derby, so it's the day is different, you know. It's
Yes.
totally different. But like I say, they have everything to be good club, big club. They are, but they have everything to be more. You know, they can achieve more for
Yeah.
me.
What are they missing? What do you think?
Oh, like I say, they're good, but they can be in one of the group stage from European competition because they have very good players. They have good stadium, good
So
facilities.
you think this is good starting point if the, let's say, money continues investing in the club, because it's hard if you're investing without the any results. You think it can be even like two clubs from Latvia can always play in a group
Always.
stage,
Yes.
Europe League,
Yes.
I don't know,
That.
UEFA Cup, maybe
Yes.
even Champions League.
Even Champions League. Like I said, They are a very good club. It's our big opponent, but well, I'm saying it true. They are very good players, and they have everything to achieve this.
Okay, let's go next. Valmiera.
Oh, also, it's every year growing, come better, and they have very good coach. I
Counts.
feel they have very good coach.
I would say.
They give the title for us last year.
Yes, they help you a lot, but
They
like
help us a lot.
last year's game was like from the books, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Two games at the
Two
same
games.
time,
You watch
everybody.
like
Yeah, everybody waited. Yeah,
Yes.
I was watching, I think, Riga versus Valmiera. It was really, really interesting.
Must imagine
And
for us on the pitch was
in the end, you
and then we
won.
win. That's crazy.
So, okay, what do you think that Krolis, Spezia bought them? So we had our first ever Latvian player playing in Serie A. So for whole Latvia, it's a huge achievement, I would say. But in the end, and now he's in the second league in Czech Republic, I think.
Oh,
You don't know it.
no, I don't know.
Okay.
I think.
So it's a little bit sad, but I hope because Krolis, where it looks like he can be in his prime and also can be that what helps the national team to go
Yes.
forward and to motivate the other
Yes,
young
I
players.
think the same.
I love him as a player
Yes, I
and
also
I love
think.
him as a person, so amazing, and I wish always the best for him, but it's a little bit sad to see him, but I hope maybe this is would be the second start.
Yes.
Okay, let's go next. Liepāja.
Liepāja also. Before they was much better. I don't know what's gonna happen there, but in last few years they don't have good result, you know. They don't win a lot. Like I have friends there and they say, yeah, okay, we don't play good, but I think they have good players, but I don't know, they don't have lucky, the result don't come. So it's difficult, you know, for the club when the result don't come. And they are like this now, but they also have good facilities, good stadium. It's good to play there. Yes, like I say, also, like I say, for Riga, they have everything to be good also.
But
But
something
as they, I miss something.
coach.
I don't know him very well, but
Because there are a lot of critics for him, like
yes.
a lot of people loves Tomas and a lot of people hates Tomas. So there are no opinion in between. There are always somebody say yeah, this is coach that will lead, and somebody said
They
no,
did
it's not.
very good job at Valmiera. They finished in second place, and after he go to, he did also in Liepāja. Yeah? He won
Yes,
cup.
yes.
So, like I say, maybe the luck is not with him, but I don't know what happened
Yeah.
there.
All right, what else we have? Meta.
Oh, just a lot of young guys, young players who can be
They can
talent.
surprise,
They can surprise. Oh,
and they are
can be
delivering
talent.
talents for
Yes.
most, same Krolis,
Same Krolis,
and
yes.
in your team, Varslovans.
Vardaman, yes.
Who
He's
else?
in Valmiera now.
Vapne.
Vapni also.
Yeah, a lot of
They
players,
have
so we
a lot
can.
of young players. They are good. They are good. It's like Valmiera. They have a lot of young players
And
who can,
they take a lot from Meta, I
from
think.
Meta. Yes.
So what do you think? So their goal was to win Virsliga in 2020, something like that. Like that goal was like 14 years ago. And but I think they stuck in that they grow good players and then they sell them,
The
because
seller.
there are also at the same time there are no point to hold them. And at the same time, they finish all seasons like in ninth place and always play like relegation games. Okay, Daugavpils.
Daugavpils, it's also young players. They have good young players. Some players come to TNFdas, you know, and travel,
Mm-hmm.
and we can see they are good, but what I can say, I think they change, of course, the pitch now. We play in another synthetic pitch.
So it was an infrastructure problem, so he's
yes,
thinking.
should they have, like I say, good stadium, good pitch. It's not for Dagopus, you know, for in general. If we have good pitch, we can have good players, you know.
At the professional
Yes.
level. And the mental things.
Mental
Yeah?
things.
What you
Yes.
Okay, what we have? Supernova?
Supernova also, they played good last year. They have some players from NRFS who was on there. They have good striker. They have some experienced players who is good also. But the same like Daugavpils, you know, the facilities, in, you know, must be good.
Nowhere to develop.
Yes.
Yes. Tukums?
Tukums, the same. They have a lot of young guys. The team here is very, like, young.
And very similar.
Very,
like
very similar, yes. Like Daugavpils, Meta, Tukums.
Valmiera, too.
Valmiera, a little bit higher.
Okay,
level.
Higher, yeah. What we have else? You didn't see Jelgava yet, right?
Last year we played against
Ah,
the
you
same.
Played. Yeah, Jelgava was.
Yeah,
the same with the, like
same.
Tukums.
Yes.
All young players.
All young players.
And
they can be very good players, you know. They
yeah,
are
of
good.
Course. So this is why they play with what they have.
Yes. They are young, but they are good, you know. They are not afraid to play against Herfez or Riga. They don't care. They just want to play.
Yes.
They have everything to be good, you know.
What we missed? We missed Grobinja, but you didn't play.
No.
So it will be
play.
The new team?
Yes, the
like
new
a,
team.
Let's say
let's
second Jelgava.
Second
Liepāja.
Second Liepāja.
But they don't think that. They,
yes.
I think their goal is to be higher than Liepāja for sure.
Yeah.
Because I think this is will be one of the most interesting derbies. Liepāja versus Grobinja.
Yes, I read this.
yeah, I think so. Take into consideration. I think this is all Latvian clubs. Yeah?
Yes, yes.
What are your goals professionally? So do you think where you can play? Okay, this isn't you need to play in Latvia. Maybe this is why Maris is not letting you
go.
Yeah, because your former teammate in Lille right now.
In Lille. Elite.
In League One. It's Where's like
yes.
Latvian League and League One, the fifth best league in Europe and in Lille, which won Europe, right? Lille won a French championship a few years ago.
Yes,
no?
Few years ago, I think, yes. But I don't
it was a surprise for a PSG. Yeah. So what do you think, where is, let's say, your prime or what do you think, or you will be this trademark RFS player and you will not go anywhere, or you still wait for that, okay, I want to play in top five European leagues?
It's a good question. I like, of course, I want to play in the big high level. I think it will be very interesting for me if I can play there. But really, I want to try to play in these five top leagues. I want to try to see, you know, if I can play there, if it's my level. But I think, yes, I can. I can go there.
You want to try at least?
I want to try, yes, at least.
Because
I want to try.
What we saw, how do you play? And I suggest to all people who are watching, like, at least to come to or watch one RFS game. This guy, when he get the ball, your legs are low and nobody can take your ball, you know? And you're so fast with it. I love that game versus... Riga in Skonto Stadium last year.
Amazing
game.
That's an amazing game.
You got two goals, I think, yeah. It's
one
a
goal and one assist.
Yeah. One assist.
Was an amazing game.
So the game, amazing, yeah. And I'm happy that also, like, numbers in the Riga derby is also growing, especially in summer when the good weather, it's even easier. Okay, I also a few opinions on maybe few players. So right now, okay, we heard that Vinicius, like a few years ago, we heard Vinicius will be like amazing, but everybody afraid, let's say every Brazilian afraid to have Neymar's story when everybody tell, yeah, he will be, and like Neymar is like superstar, and at the same time he almost achieved everything. Like a lot of people loves Neymar, me too, like amazing player, but he misses something, you know, maybe discipline, maybe that. And then when the new star coming, I think they are afraid of Neymar's story, and they want to prove, because Vinicius till that point, till that day, till today, proved himself like 200%. And now comes Endrick. So we are waiting him for the next summer. What do you think about the Endrick? Have you saw his games or?
Yes, I saw his game in Brazil. Also, I followed Vinicius in Brazil. Neymar also all career, and Neymar was amazing in Brazil. He was
It,
another
especially in
level.
2014,
Oh, he was amazing. He was amazing there.
he was like young team captain who took and he led it all the way until the versus until game versus Germany, but it's another story. I mean, but how he was a leader
He
in
was a
that,
leader,
and it was amazing to see him and the whole team how they played. So, but anyway, what do you think about Endrick? And do you think he's next, the biggest star in Brazil?
I think yes. He's a great player. He's in Brazil, he's 16 or 17 years
I
old, I
think
think.
17,
Seventeen.
and this summer he will be
Yes.
18.
And he's very strong, you know. It's was like Ronaldo before.
Ooh.
He's amazing player.
So Ronaldo's the biggest strength
His
was
strength,
that he was
yes.
strong,
Yes,
yeah?
he's very strong. He's not
He's
afraid. He
big.
put his body. He have dribble also, and he score a lot of goals. I think he have everything to be
He won
one of the biggest
two
player.
Brasileiros
Yes,
in 2 years
and
with
two
the different
years.
clubs, in 16 and 17 years old. Who's that player? So
He's a
yeah,
great player.
everybody are now waiting. So you also cannot wait
Yes, how he will be.
how he will be in national
Yes,
team.
and Real Madrid also, because it's not easy to play there. But Vinicius proved this. Rodrigo also. But yes, I'm wait for see how
Okay.
he.
When Brazil, sorry, when Argentina played versus France in the final of 2022 World Cup, who you were rooting for? France or Argentina?
For France, of course.
You've been for France? Of
Yes.
course.
Yes, because Brazilian is Argentina, it's
You
yes.
cannot be for
You
Brazil.
cannot be.
Like in any case, you cannot be for
Yes.
Argentina.
Argentina, but I was happy for Messi
Of
because
course,
Messi deserve it.
everybody was happy. Yeah,
Yes. For Messi
I
was
also was for France. I love style of
The
how
players.
Mbappe playing
Oh, yes.
and the whole team. But of course, in the end, the Argentina won. Argentina deserved it.
Deserve,
Messi
yes.
deserved it.
Mercedes more.
And
Yes, I think.
the game was
Oh.
what it was, like one of the best games in
One of the,
history, I
yes.
would
One of,
say.
I think
So
was the best final.
in last year for
Because,
sure.
yes.
I cannot remember better.
Yes, me too. I can remember.
Yeah, and with the everything with style. Okay, I think maybe I will about your career high. What is that club you would love to play? So from all clubs in the world, we can take in the world, because Brazilian league is also, Argentina league is also really high level.
For me, because I like Pep Guardiola so much, and I want to
So you want
play
in
with him.
Manchester City.
Yes.
Okay,
I want to
Pep,
play with him. Pep,
if you hear that, we have one player playing in RFS for the next season. Please sign this guy.
I love Pep so much, and
He
maybe
loves
one
you.
day, maybe I can play with him on time. Can be my coach.
Okay, so we cannot wait. Maybe he will go to another club. You will go.
Yeah,
We will see. I hope this conversation will somehow get the transition.
Yes, maybe.
But before, okay, Manchester City. Before we end, we want to check your vocabulary of your Latvian language. You need to call in Latvian all words what you know. Not all, but one word per one letter in Latvian.
This will be difficult for me.
Yeah, let's go. But you need to get the nationality.
Can be long this.
Yeah, no problem. Let's go.
Can be long.
How do you call this in Latvian?
This is R, no?
How is I in Latvian?
I don't know, really.
Okay. Don't worry, we have all time in the world.
I can take my phone.
Maybe.
Let's. I have one.
You can call names too. You can call names too.
Names too?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Archom.
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 Let's go. Okay. You know the difference? A yes, and A?
A and A.
Yeah. You understand the difference?
Yes, this I understand.
Okay. How do you call apple? You know? You don't know apple? Okay, we will learn together. Apples.
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 Okay, we will call next time Felipe with you.
Apples.
Okay. Apples.
Apples.
Yeah, Felipe will help. Okay, B.
This is Bumba.
Yes, let's go. So, you know in the training, yeah?
Yes, Bumba. Bumba.
Bumba. Okay. C.
Bumba.
C. We pronounce it C. We pronounce it like C.
C.
Okay. You know how the knee? Celis.
Celis.
Yeah.
Celis.
You can tell to Victor. Ah, Celis. Victor.
He know already because I did the surgery there. You know.
In Celis.
Yes. In Celis.
So.
Celis.
Celis. Ch.
Ch.
Yeah, this is ch. This is ch.
Ch.
I think you have a lot of them in Amazon jungle.
Yes.
Snake, you know how it's...
No.
Chuska.
Chuska?
Yes. Chuska, so, anaconda yeah. is chuska. Okay? Chuska. Let's go. D.
D. I know a lot, but I forgot everything. Yeah.
No problem. Yeah, it's a stress because yes. there's a camera,
there
everything.
There's a camera.
D.
D. Eva, sorry.
you let your woman down, yeah?
Yes,
your wife.
She teach me a lot, but sorry, Eva.
Okay. Durvis.
Durvis?
What yes. Durvis? Dur.
Ah, door?
Yeah, Durvis. Okay. Durvis. E. We pronounce it as E.
E?
You can tell the names too.
Emerson's.
Yes, you didn't forget the S in the end. Okay, Emerson's. Okay, amazing.
This is
Okay, this is where most of the Latvians, not most of them, but a lot of Latvians go during the winter. Egypte.
Egypte.
Yeah, Egypt.
Egypt.
When you go to sunbath and everything. Okay,
Egypt. I don't know how I can forget everything.
You know how France is in Latvian? No? Francia.
Francia?
Yeah, this is the team you've been rooting for in the World Cup. G.
G. G.
How do you call cat, head?
Head?
Yes. when you play with the head, right?
Yes.
Galva.
Ah, Galva.
Did you heard on the trainings?
Yes.
Galva, Galva.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. G. This is the one. Is G.
G.
Yeah.
G.
This is the problem. Like, I sometimes I don't have a proper Latvian pronunciation, and other Latvians are making fun when you cannot pronounce this. Yeah, you need to pronounce it G.
G.
G. Not G, but G.
G.
I hate that. G. This is changing rooms. Gertove.
Gertove.
Yeah, you heard that word. Gertove.
Gertove.
Let's go to Gertove.
Gertove.
Victor is not, but Gertove. Yeah.
Gertove.
H, we call it H.
H. It's totally different.
When you will have, when you will play for Manchester City, you will go to the training with helicopters.
Helicopter.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. E.
E. Iela.
Iela. Nice.
Yeah. Street.
Street. Amazing. E.
E. E.
You pay rent for your apartment or club pays rent money for apartment?
I paid.
You pay rent. Ire.
Ire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if they loaned, if RFS loan you to Manchester City, it will be Ire.
Ire.
Yes. J.
No.
We call it Y.
Y?
Yeah. This is J. But in Latin it's Y.
Yet. But this can be...
City.
City?
Next to Riga.
Ah, Jumla.
Yes, Jumla. Let's go. Yes, amazing.
It's true.
Yeah, K.
K. There is no name. Kigors.
Kigors?
Kigors. You know?
Kigors?
My... New teammate.
Oh, okay.
Tigors.
Ah,
Tigors. Tigors, yes.
I think it's this one.
Ah, this one?
Yeah, yeah, I think
sorry,
it's...
Sorry, Tigors.
Okay, but this is K. Karamelu batonic. Karamele.
Karamele.
Karamelu batonic, yeah. Let's go.
Well, now I, you see, now it's
clear. Yeah, now it's clear. L.
L.
L. Country you live in.
Latvia.
Yes, let's go. L. When you say good, you say labi, right? When you say very good, how do you say very good? Ļoti labi.
Ļoti labi.
You remember that?
Yes,
okay. M.
M. Let me think a little bit.
M. Erson. what's the month right now when the Virsliga starts?
March.
And in Latvian? It's an English March. In Latvian?
In Latvian, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Marts.
Marts?
Marts. Yeah. Okay,
Mart.
N.
N.
What do you receive when you play football?
Money, is it?
Yes. How the money... How do you go to Maris? Maris, Nauda.
Maris. Nauda?
Nauda, yeah, yeah. Next time you tell.
No,
Maris,
no,
Nauda.
Maris.
Huh?
Tomorrow I go there.
Tomorrow you go for Nauda. Okay. Nj.
Nj. Nj.
It's a hard one, like even for me, to be honest. It's when the like when the cat is crying, cat. It's a njaudet.
Njaudet.
Yeah, yeah, this is a hard one. Maybe I could
njaudet.
Njaudet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Oh.
You know, what is it's very popular in Brazil, acai, right?
Ah, okay. This
Berries, right?
this food,
Yeah,
it's açaí.
açaí. Açaí, it's berries, right? Like strawberry, but so berry in Latvian is uoga.
Oga.
Yeah, so açaí
I
is
say
uoga.
berry.
Okay? So
My
açaí is Brazilian, right?
dog loved this.
Uogas? Dog. Yeah. Mine too, by the way. Yeah. P.
B.
Maybe you know the name.
Pavel Stembos. I
Exactly.
see Pavel.
Exactly.
This will be R.
City.
R. Riga.
S.
S. Maybe it's not this, but how you can say no? Shodian.
Shodian, this is this one.
This
Yeah,
one,
amazing. Yeah,
okay.
Shodian is
So
today.
just
Yeah, good one, good
good
one. Let's
one,
go.
Shodian.
You're doing big progress.
But for
So,
this one, you need to
S.
S.
When usually your games are on the weekend, right? In the weekend there are 2 days.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. What's in Latvian?
A good question, I don't know.
Saturday is sesdiena.
Sesdiena.
Yeah, like 6th day.
Sesdiena.
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 Yeah, sesdiena. And the
Sesdiena.
Sunday is svētdiena.
Sweden.
Yeah. In Latvian we call days like pirmdiena, otrdiena. You heard that, right?
Yes.
It's called like if you directly translate it's called like first day, second
Second
day,
day.
third day. Until the sun
So,
Saturday is sixth
then.
day, but Sunday is a holy day. Like
Holiday.
yeah, Svets are holy. So now
Good
you know.
holiday. Now I know.
The information you
Yes.
never needed, now you know. I'm here for that.
Holidays.
I'm here. Yeah, so you have games usually on Sesdiana or Svetdiana, right? T.
T. I need your help. I don't know.
Okay, I need mine too. Okay, okay. You usually go with the car?
Taxi.
Taxi. Ah, okay, we can.
It's
Yeah,
taxi.
let's.
It's taxi,
But
eh?
it works also for tramvajs.
Tramvajs.
Yeah,
Tramvajs.
tramvajs, trolleybus. Okay. Ooh, last five.
Uzvara.
Yes, this is what
This is
defines. You know,
Uzvara.
this is a mentality you
You
talked.
see?
You don't know what any of Latvian words, but
Matuin
uzvara and bumba.
and
This is
Bumba.
most important. You need to uzvara.
Exactly.
This is what defines your mentality. Now I understand. Ooh,
Ooh.
you know this for sure.
Ooh.
What we drink?
Water.
Yes.
Ooh.
You need to know that from trainings, from your practices, no?
We don't. Just water, let me see.
Udens.
Udens.
Yeah. You haven't heard?
Yes.
You heard. I think it's written like mineral udens, this one.
Udens. Yes, I read.
Yeah, so zatyumoja. It's udens.
Udens.
Yeah. Now you know.
Now I know.
Next. Today you have practice?
No.
So it's
So
tomorrow.
no, tomorrow,
Tomorrow you will count like
yes,
different men. Okay,
like
last three.
last three,
V.
V,
V.
V. I would say victors and victorious.
Okay, amazing.
It's
And
my
Vinicius.
wife's parents, so that's why.
Ah, all right, all right.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. And Victor's your coach.
Yeah. Also, we talking
And Vinicius.
Vinicius, yeah.
Z.
Z.
Zatumuja, our water. But now, but we need another.
And this is Z. Z. How you call?
Z.
Z.
This one, Z.
Z. I have, but I don't know. How to say?
Next time you can come home, you can call your wife like this. Zatis.
Zatis?
Zatis.
Zatis.
Zakis.
Zakis.
Yeah, Zakis.
Zakis.
Yeah. Tell that her. It works. It works.
It works?
Yeah, you will tell. It's like a bunny. You know? In a good way.
In a good way.
And Z.
Z.
This is the last word in our...
Nice. This I need to try to remember. No. Nothing. It's easy?
It's not... No. maybe something is here. But I will tell Gel. It's like
Gel.
Yeah, pity. Pity that you don't know the last word. But anyway, it was an amazing journey.
Yes.
Thank you. So now you know a little bit better.
Little
so
bit.
You will watch and hear that podcast later when we will publish this. And then you will, shit, I shouldn't know. But
shouldn't
I'm know. Sure you know much more.
Much
word.
More, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But when it's under the pressure, yes.
under
it's
the
always,
pressure.
Oh, yes. What? Because even for me, I was like, what's J? I can think about the, like, I don't know, so maybe some.
There is a lot of easy, but I forget in the moment. Laukomus, Espele, it's a lot.
Yeah,
I remember,
of course.
And the time it's...
So that means this is for you.
This for me.
This is for you. This is what you will have. And our...
S. S. Esmo
Emerson's. Emerson. S. Esmo Emerson's. All three.
This. Pusaks.
Pusaks.
I forget everything on the time, but now I
remember. Now he can.
Was pressure.
Yeah. We need
take this off. Let's speak.
We need another episode. Yeah, but thank you for coming. It was amazing to talk to you. Amazing to follow you and grow as a player. We with our community, I think everybody who are watching Latvian football, we are happy that, first of all, I would say also not loyal players coming, but players who are not indifferent also for the country where they live in. I don't think it's always the most important, but as a for a Mbappe, it was, hey, Mbappe, why you don't go to Arsenal? He said, no,
it's so good, eh?
London is too cold. No. So, yeah, Latte is maybe too cold, but we see that you love to be here and the people around also love that you are here. And we are happy and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
Hope to see you in Latvian national team soon. So, but it's a long way for you too, and it will be your first international games, hopefully, and it will maybe finally, if we, not just Latvian, but with the Brazilian, maybe we will, we can go somewhere, I don't know, in the World Cup or on a European Championship or somewhere and get the better results. So thank you for your time. And it was amazing to talk to you. Very positive energy, and I think the people enjoyed. So watch this, subscribe to our channel, check the links in our description, and most important, watch football, follow Emerson, and let's the Latvian football grow. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Amazing. Thank you.